USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two articles of impeachment against President Trump approved late yesterday after a day-long debate in the Democratic-controlled House. One article covers abuse of power, the other obstruction of Congress. At the White House, Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says the president's not concerned.
I think this is actually better for our party, and I think that that's going to show in 2020. I think this is truly backfiring on the Democrats.
And the president himself told a boisterous crowd of supporters at a rally in Michigan last night,
"It doesn't really feel like we're being impeached."
Meanwhile, former Trump White House communications director Anthony Scaramucci says his former boss is a, quote, lawless criminal. Major Trump supporter Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina has announced he'll retire from Congress at the end of his term. He's a four-term representative. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Some of the Democrats running for the White House are tweeting this morning about the impeachment of President Trump, former Vice President Joe Biden calling it a solemn moment, but then arguing that Trump, quote, betrayed our nation. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says it's a necessary day for American democracy. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says she believes the House has taken an important step to hold President Trump accountable. Fewer Americans are filing for unemployment. The Labor Department reports this morning that 234,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's down 18,000 from a two-year high in the previous week. Eddie Murphy set to host Saturday Night Live this weekend. It will be the first time he's been on the show in 35 years. Murphy made his debut on SNL back in 1980. The musical guest on Saturday night will be Grammy-nominated Lizzo. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A European nation bans conversion therapy in minors. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King to explain.
The German government has barred so-called conversion therapies intended to cure homosexuality for persons under the age of 18. The bill to protect against conversion therapies punishes violators with up to a year in prison or a fine of $33,000. The law applies to conversion therapies for minors in general, as well as those of legal age whose consent was obtained without their volition, such as through coercion, threat, deception, or error. Conversion therapy causes depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and suicidal thoughts. According to medical experts in an August report in the New England Journal of Medicine that called for banning such procedures in the United States, 18 states have already banned conversion therapy for minors, but none apply to legal adults.
A new survey says half of all U.S. workers did not get a pay raise this year, despite the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. And those buckets of little green plastic army soldiers are adding more female soldiers. The Pennsylvania toy maker started adding female soldiers early this year. It's now expanding the lineup. The company says demand is through the roof and not just from kids. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.